Welcome back to Anatomy and Physiology Explained. This is Cora Warnges with the CDC, and today I'm going to discuss the ins and outs of the coronavirus disease 2019. COVID-19 is a respiratory illness that can spread from person to person via droplets transmitted into the air from coughing or sneezing, which people nearby can take in through their nose, mouth, or eyes. You might be wondering what the symptoms are. Well, they're similar to a number of illnesses from flu to strep to the common cold. They include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Now, once the virus enters the nose or mouth, the particles in the droplets quickly travel to the back of your nasal passages and to the mucous membranes in the back of your throat, attaching to a particular receptor in your cells. Coronavirus particles have spiked proteins that stick out from their surfaces that hook onto cell membranes, which allow for the genetic material of the virus to enter the human cell. The genetic material then hijacks the metabolism of the cell and tells the cell to multiply and make the virus. What body systems and organs does it affect? Well, it's a respiratory illness, so it obviously affects the lungs and the respiratory system, but there's others that can potentially be affected as well. The virus can infect cells in the gastrointestinal system, better known as the digestive system, and can even get into the bloodstream. The virus lands on organs like the heart, kidney, and liver, and can cause direct damage to those organs. The immune system shifts into high gear to battle the infection, resulting in inflammation that may cause all those organs to malfunction. People can help protect themselves and others from this with everyday preventative actions. For example, avoid close contact with people who are sick, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands, and wash your hands with soap and water often for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not available, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. If you have traveled from an area with ongoing spread of COVID-19, there may be restrictions on your movements for up to 2 weeks. If you develop symptoms during that period, seek medical advice immediately. Lastly, if you test positive for COVID-19, stay home. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw it in the trash and clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces. As of right now, there is no vaccine or specific antiviral treatment for this virus, so stay safe.